So the reason why you want to see somebody earlier in their course is really due to you want to make a correct diagnosis. And if they have an autoimmune disease, you'd like to treat them. So what kind of treatments are available now?
So we definitely like to see these patients where we can intervene sooner rather than later, because it is a reversible process oftentimes, even if the patient has more advanced fibrosis or early cirrhosis.
Scarring, in other words, that their liver is scarred and the disease process no longer is inflammation. It's really, when you use the word cirrhosis or scarring, it's the liver has scarred, like a cut on the skin that's scarred.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, when a patient asks about cirrhosis, we normally describe it as bad scarring in the liver. The liver may continue to do its job, but it certainly doesn't have good reserve if it is badly scarred. In regards to treatment for autoimmune hepatitis, steroids or prednisone is certainly a mainstay of treatment. Oftentimes it works as both a therapeutic and a diagnostic therapy.
In other words, diagnostic. If you get better when you've been given prednisone, for example, you would wonder then whether the person had an autoimmune hepatitis.
So actually, sometimes a patient may have negative serologies, as we talked about.
Negative blood tests. The blood tests don't tell you what is going on.
And the biopsy is consistent with, but not classic for, autoimmune liver disease. So if the patient is given a trial of steroids and they improve very rapidly, this is a good indication that this is autoimmune hepatitis. Certainly, steroids have been the mainstay, but long-term steroid therapy has its disadvantages. It certainly has a number of side effects over time, and we usually try to use a steroid-sparing agent to complement or be able to lower the dose of the steroids or the prednisone. We usually use azathioprine. That is the medication that probably has the most, we all have the most experience with. And if the patient is intolerant of azathioprine or 6-mercaptopurine, which is another form of azathioprine, we can use a drug that works similarly called mycophenolate mofetil.
So there are plenty of.
We have a number of different drugs that allow us to lower the dose of prednisone over time. And so, I think, you know, this is both a response-driven therapy as well as a patient-individualized therapy.
So by response-driven, you're looking to see whether or not those blood tests that tell you whether the liver is being damaged are improving and going back to normal.
Yes. We look for normalization of the liver enzymes, specifically the AST and the ALT. And if the immunoglobulins have been elevated, we look for normalization of the immunoglobulin.
If you start a patient on one of these immunosuppressive medicines, is that a lifelong therapy, or can you stop the drug at some point in time?
So that is certainly a frequently asked question, because these are immune modulating therapies. Ideally, once you start a patient on therapy for autoimmune hepatitis, they should stay on a minimum of 3 years. And that is 3 years of a stable dose of medication with normal liver enzymes. If the patient has no evidence of cirrhosis and has done very well after 3 years of therapy, oftentimes we will try to decrease the immunosuppression. Unfortunately, only about 20 to 25% of patients can be successfully withdrawn from therapy. So this really is felt to be more of a chronic liver disease. Even in patients that we are able to withdraw therapy, these patients do need to continue to be monitored closely, meaning getting liver labs drawn every 3 to 6 months.
So let's go back to this biopsy. I'm a patient and I've just gotten a liver biopsy, and you're telling me that the biopsy may not actually tell me what's wrong with me?
So actually, the biopsy will oftentimes eliminate other possibilities.
They'll eliminate.
It certainly would not look like viral hepatitis. It's unlikely to look like steatohepatitis or inflammation from fat in the liver. I think it's difficult sometimes to tell the difference between a drug effect and an autoimmune liver disease, but there are certain classic features that we look for on a liver biopsy that tells us that this is much more likely to be an autoimmune hepatitis. And actually, this is where having a good liver pathologist review the biopsy slides is really important. And that's one of the first things we do when we have a new autoimmune patient, even if they've already been biopsied, is look at their slides.